That was a sycamore tree?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, what else do they have any other names for those trees?
I call them something ball. Because they have those little balls on them. What was that? See, they had the little balls that you could, when they dried, you could, they had, like they had little spikes on them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what was the other name they called it?
Button ball? Is that the same as a sweet gum tree?
Sweet gum tree has the spikes. This is just a little hard ball, but when it dries, the little things come out like a dandelion almost. You know what a dandelion is. The little things come out and they look like that once they come out of you, but you got to mash them or pull them out to get them started out.
Oh, it's fuzzy like something comes out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out what they were, you know.
But it's rammed out like a dandelion, you know. The little things that come out once this dry, when you pull it out or beat it out, when they come out, they look like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not white like a dandelion.
What are they, brown?
Some of them are brownish yellow.
I don't guess I've ever had one, you know.
Well, there's not, sometimes sycamore trees don't have a, just very few on the trees.
Uh-huh. I knew they had some kind of balls on them.
But I think the sycamore tree is so pretty. I love the leaves and I love the bark that's on the sycamore tree.
Mm-hmm.
The bark has a lot of different colors in it.
Oh, okay. The only thing I could think of that had those balls was a sweet gum tree. And I didn't think it
that
was the same thing.
We'd go down in the woods back of the house down here in the sweet gum trees and where the, like the rosin run out, like from a pine tree, you know, the rosin runs out. And like the rosin, the stuff would run out, and that'd be our sweet gum. That'd be our chewing gum. That's the reason it's called a sweet gum tree.
You just pick it off of
there? Pick it off and chew it, yes.
Did it have all kind of stuff in it? No.
If you see, you cut a little hole like in it, like they do to get rosin out of the pine tree. But it was something, suddenly it wasn't rosin, it was gum,
you know,
we chewed it.
And
I chewed it.
How about that? I know they don't make any kind of maple syrup or anything.
We have, you know, a lot of maple trees out in the woods, but, you know, there's no maple syrup made right here. I know, in fact, there's no syrup made, sugar cane syrup being made right here now.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy used to have a syrup mill, grind it up.
And they made the syrup out of cane?
Uh-huh. Sugar cane.
Is that what they call sorghum syrup? Uh-huh. Same thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And hooked me to you to the, like he's hooking him up almost to the wagon, and he'd go round and round, and they'd just grind that thing, and the syrup would run down this big trough.
I've seen a picture of something like that, yeah. I love
then you had to cook the syrup, of course.
Yeah.
To get to make it.
Was it real thick?
Well, the juice was very thin until you cooked it, then you cooked it down, you know, it was thick.
You could cook it as thick as you want.
Yes.
Is that what they call molasses, or is that thick?
No. Yeah, sorghum syrup is what comes in the cane. Molasses. I don't know how to make molasses.
Yeah. Okay. These are about the weather, different terms for the weather. Like if it's a cloudy day and it starts to, sun comes out, you might say it's what?
Oh, what's being...